January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a roll on a honey.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is time for the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, we're primed, ready to go. Hope you are too. Once again, we are here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answers. Also, of course, you can also now activate your Alexa devices. And you can also listen to us on AM660TheAnswer.com. And still, always, you can download the free Answer Orlando app. Okay, we got a big show lined up for you here tonight. Once again, the chairman of the board, the union boss, is down doing union boss business, which means probably playing a lot of golf on some fine golf courses. But Mike will be back, of course, on Tuesday. But we got a great cast once again for you tonight. And sitting in with me right now is the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, and that, of course, would be Colonel Danny McKnight. Colonel, always great to see you.
I'm happy to be here. It is sort of a shame that Mike's not here. I hadn't got a chance to talk to him about the Super Bowl yet. He's probably as proud and happy about it as I was.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. He'll be back, of course, next week. But yeah, he was thinking that the New England was going to win, though. He thought New England was going to be able to pull it out there at the end.
They've done it. A few times in the past.
And it sure looked like they were going to do it again. And Randy Ross is on the way. He's caught in traffic, but he's on his way here. He's going to be on the show tonight. We got a big announcement when he gets here. And, of course, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. On the bridge is Nick LoCicero. So we are ready to go. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got a lot to talk about today. The president spoke this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast, the 66th annual National Prayer Breakfast. And we'll talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the market a little bit. And we're going to talk about the idea for a military parade a little bit with the colonel here. Also, we're going to talk about the whistleblower. The whistleblower has blown the whistle again, you might say. So we're going to talk about all of that right here tonight. So please stay with us. Now, this would normally be contest Thursday.
But we decided, since Mike wasn't going to be here, that we would go a week, you know, without, and come back next week with another contest challenge for you. And who knows, it might be one that you folks came up with a while back when we ran a contest challenge for contest challenges. So that'll be next week, though. And, of course, we'll have a great bunch of prizes to give away at that point. In the meantime, let me get started. The market was down again today by about 1,000 points, so we're now in true correction territory, they call it. That means about 10% off the market high, the record high of 27,000. And it's many people saying it's long overdue. Of course, you know, anything like this, you don't want to see it. You want it to keep going straight up. But, you know, there does have to be some amount of gravitational pull, you might say, on the market. And the market is a bit confused right now, I must say. The market is not sure if it wants what's coming around the bend. And what's coming around the bend is accelerated economic growth. And the market has become so used to not having that, they're not sure that they want it, because they've gotten so used to extremely, extraordinarily low interest rates that it's freaking people out just to think of them going up a little bit. And that's kind of what has put the brakes on the market. But nonetheless, and all economists understand this, and you must understand that for some of them, this is the problem. And that is that the economic fundamentals are excellent going forward. One of the things that some investors are worried about is the labor shortage. Yes, I said labor shortage. Now, I know we have the lowest employment participation rate. It's still extraordinarily low. That's been in a long time. It went down during the housing bust, and it never really has come back. And part of that is a lot of those people are no longer in the job market because they have retired or they've done something else, and they're not showing up there, which means they're either making money under the table or somehow they're making get by and evidently don't need a job. But as the job market heats up, some of them may be, and I would imagine a number of them will be, lured back into the market because of job opportunities that haven't existed for a long time. And yes, indeed, higher wages. And this will be another offshoot of the so-called employment shortage. And so you can look forward to some upward pressure on paychecks and better job opportunities out there. And so it cuts both ways. I mean, we've heard all this grousing for a long time about how there has not been any growth in people's wages. Well, now we're going to have some, and so now people want to complain about that. People can always find something to complain about if they want. But the market is, you know, it's jittery right now. So what I would say is, you know, just pick your places and nibble, because you're going to find some excellent opportunities. Okay, Randy has joined us in the studio. Randy Ross.
Hey, how's it going?
Club. Good
Sorry,
to see
that,
you.
That traffic is crazy
it
out there.
It is a
today.
Nightmare.
That I-4 ultimate project is nuts.
It's an ultimate nightmare is what it is for a lot of folks out there, you know. And, of course, Randy is the founder of the Trump 2020 Club. And you can join. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook.
I didn't know. Can we announce now? I don't know if we can talk about our new sponsor.
Yes, we can announce it.
Yes, that's so exciting.
So do you want to tell them or shall I?
Go ahead. This is your show, but I'll chime in.
Well, we are proud to announce the addition of a new sponsor. And Randy is going to be a regular weekly part of the show. Plus, he's going to still come in on Thursdays. And let me tell you what I mean. We are now going to be calling Tuesdays Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays.
And that's exciting.
Sponsored by Sutherland Nissan.
I know, U.S. Marine. I'm so happy that he, you know, he's been such a great supporter of our president, but more importantly, putting his money where his mouth is. And I think we can actually help to drive customers in that direction.
I'm telling you.
And I think it's going to be awesome for him and for our listeners. So that's awesome.
I was listening to one of his commercials the other day. It was, sell a little Nissan, buy one, get one, come in this weekend. So,
but you know, he gave away two cars on Thanksgiving, yeah. I mean, this last holiday season.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a person that totally gives back, but at the same time understands the value of our president. So that's amazing.
Yeah, we're so proud to have him part of our sponsorship team. And we're so proud to have Randy part of the cast.
I'm excited. This has been so much fun. It's been like a year.
Yeah,
you know,
and you've been on the show. It went by fast.
It was one time, yeah. And so it's just been awesome, and I really appreciate how amazing your entire team is. You know, whether we did projects for I-4, for Puerto Rico, Texas, Florida, whatever, your listeners were listening, and they responded, and our team is so excited to be part of this. So it's just a compliment. Thank you.
So from now on, Randy will be here Tuesdays, Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, sponsored by Sutherland Nissan. Plus, he's going to come in every other Thursday so we can be a part of the fun.
Which is the
Thursday
funnest night of the week, right?
That's right. That's right.
Craziest night, that's for sure.
That's right. And part of the purpose of this, once again, it's all to support the cause, you might say. And the cause is now to focus on keeping President Trump president and getting him reelected president, keeping him president for another 7 years. So that's the whole point of the Trump 2020 Club. And we want everybody in the listening audience to be a member of the Trump 2020 Club. And it's easy to do. Just go to Facebook.
Yeah, it's so easy. And that's a pro-Trump page all the time. Everything we put up there is either vetted. You know, it was so exciting. We went and saw Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, you jumped ahead. You jumped ahead of us here. We were going to get to your great adventures the other day.
Sorry.
But go ahead.
I mentioned the American Adversaries radio show. I told him who I was. And the Orlando. He actually mentioned Orlando in his article when he talked about the whole thing. Listen, he reminded me of our president in so many ways.
Let me back up and explain.
Okay.
We were going to make the announcement about Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays on this past Tuesday, right?
right.
But Randy had forgotten that he had signed up for this. It was an American, was it Enterprise Institute?
It was National Review.
National Review.
National Review,
Institute,
yeah.
Had this workshop, and Rush Limbaugh, the great
who never does public speaking. He never does public
speaking. Very, very seldom anymore. Yeah. He used to, but very seldom anymore. Was there yesterday, or this was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And so tell us about it.
I mean, first of all, you know, it was interesting because some of their speakers were also people that had traditionally not supported our president. So it was a little hard. I was sitting there waiting, you know, okay.
You're sort of gritting your teeth.
I'm like, okay. But when Rush Limbaugh got up there, I mean, literally, there were times where I wanted to stand and clap like that Democrat that tried to stand during the State of the Union because it was so exciting. He was reminding us how important it is not only to support the president, but to never give up on the president. And, you know, he was one of those people. He even said, I was one of the guys that was sitting there, and when he was coming down the escalator,
he knew he was going to be elected.
He said it on his
show today.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah,
fantastic.
He said it at the meeting.
And he did. And, you know, it was also interesting. He said, I haven't talked to the president since March of last year. Apparently, he hasn't spoken to our president. He goes, but I called Kellyanne Conway right after the whole bus thing during the election.
And he goes,
I told her, please remind him, do not apologize. Do not do anything different than what he's doing because he'll lose his base. It was the only time he ever said he reached out.
And it's
to the
suggestion. Yeah.
Yeah, because he goes, this is all just, I mean, I'm BS. I can say that, right? I can say BS.
You can use the initials.
I can use the initials. But it was a great event. You know, I wish we had more events like that in Central Florida. You know, why do we have to go to Palm Beach for that, right? But he lives down there.
Well, yeah. You mentioned that he wrote something and mentioned Orlando.
Because there's only two of us from Orlando. One of my best friends and I went down there. And when I walked up, he goes, you're from Orlando? And I'm like, yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed like he wasn't
expecting.
But I can tell you also what he said to us is that he used to do his own rallies and all these things. So he really connected with the president and what the president has done with his rallies and his mission statement. So it was just a great event. I mean, it really recharged my batteries. I was so excited.
You
and I mentioned American Adversaries. I want to get him on our show.
What did he say?
Oh, he said contact me. So you can understand I've already sent him an email today.
Good man. You're a good man.
No, but it's going to be on Trump 2020 Tuesday.
There you go. That's right. That'll be a day Randy's in here for sure. It was a great addition to the show. I'm glad that you were there, and it was a great event, evidently.
It was a fantastic event. Yeah. It really was
and
a great
by
event.
The way, you can go to our Facebook page or Trump 2020 Club Facebook page or Randy's Facebook page
and
see pictures.
Yeah, the articles is there where he talks about Orlando. Because it's weird. I don't even think he realized, because there's an article that he put out, his own blog.
Right.
And he's talking about from that people from Orlando were there, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, everybody wants to see Rush Limbaugh.
I remember all those people, right? All the people that were there. How about that? All right. Well, that's cool. So big news for us around here, and when we look forward to more big things around here. And once again, we want to welcome Sutherland Nissan, and, you know, everybody's always, you know, something's going on with a car, or somebody out there, I'm sure tonight, is thinking about getting a new car, either because you have to or you want to.
And, you know, he's just a really nice guy, too. He really is just a nice person. And, you know,
yeah, we look forward to having him on the show periodically.
Oh, absolutely. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. And these Nissans, man, they really know how to build cars these days. I believe the Maxima, as a matter of fact, has been rated the most safe car of 2018 series. Anyways, they're great automobiles, and we're great and happy to have U.S. Marine of Sutherland Nissan as a sponsor of the show. All right, we'll take a break, and when we get back, we'll get on to more of the day's business. So thank you for being with us tonight. And once again, a big hats off and a big thank you to Sutherland Nissan and all the great folks that work over there, too. It's a great place. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns are fairly solid between Altamont Springs and about the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to about Gotha. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The ramps leading to it, though, are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're searching for the light, if you're searching for the truth, if you're searching for the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with, you have found it with the American Adversaries. And if you're searching for a new car, I bet you can find it over at Sutherland Nissan. All right, thanks again for being with us. 407-774-8255 is the number. once again today, even though the market was down another 1,000 points, just like it was Monday, good economic news came out. The unemployment numbers, unemployment claims numbers were lower than expected. And CVS, the drugstore, the pharmacy, has become the latest major corporation to announce big pay increases and bonuses and stuff for their employees.
That's great.
It is.
And all this winning.
All this winning.
All these crumbs.
All these crumbs. I guess somebody got tired of winning, though, because they took it out on the market today. And we had been cautioning people. We'd had a couple of phone calls, and we had issued some cautions. You know, you might want to be taking some money off the table and looking for an opportunity like this. And believe me, even though the market is in a correction now, obviously, that the overall outlook for the economy is good, which means the market will follow along. It will lead the way, but it will find its way in its time. But the bottom line is, you know, meanwhile, you're going to be getting bigger paychecks. Your Social Security is going up. Colonel, did you just say that the military pension pensions went up?
I got, for the first time in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I'd have to go back and look exactly, first time I have got a raise in my retirement pay. Yes.
Right. And, of course, that's based on an index just like Social Security is. So, you know, it's kind of like with anything that has to do with the economy, it's kind of like you got to take the bad with the good. I mean, if you want low interest rates and, you know, real cheap money and stuff like that, you're not going to have high wages, right? You know, you got to have, it's sort of like in some things, you just can't have them both. You have to have one or the other. And once again, though, the market's getting spooked by really small increases in the interest rates, thinking that they're going to turn into big increases in the interest rates, and they don't necessarily have to. All right. Here's one of our callers who likes to correct me every now and then on the economy, though. So let's take his phone call. Jose, how am I way off on the econ? Now, we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about the market, the stock market, and then we're talking about the economy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Look,
I want
to get my economic information from someone objective. You're not being objective. Look. The Fibonacci numbers say you're going to 22,300 on the Dow. That's number one.
Okay, now you're talking.
I guarantee you that Trump's unemployment numbers going forward, he's got to create 240 or 50,000 jobs every month. He will be lucky to get 140 starting next month. I guarantee it. Do you know why I know that? Because I listen to someone who's objective, and that is Moody's Investors. They call Trump's tax reform bill a month ago having minimal effect on the economy, minimal effect. Oh, we're going to get the $2 trillion added on, but it's going to, you're not going to get the growth, the 5%, 6% GDP that you're talking about. And
well,
watch how his employment numbers dwindle.
All right, the Atlanta Fed disagrees with Moody's and you, I guess, because we have been quoting them saying they are predicting that. We'll see about the tax cut. There are a lot of people out there who are saying that it will have minimal or no effect, but I don't believe they're right. I mean, it's already having a positive effect, and that will continue going forward because of the way many of these corporations are doing it. They're not just giving one-time bonuses. They're also committing money to their investment plans. They're also increasing wages. They're doing other things that are going to, in and of themselves, spur the economy. All right.
Okay. Any extra money, people pay off debt. That's a known fact. Credit card debt.
Well, that's
not
going to. And then they go out and they increase. And then they go out and they increase. And then they go out and
spend it again.
Then they go out and spend it again. All right. Thanks, Jose. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wall Street has thrown a rather sour welcoming party for Jerome Powell. On Monday, Powell's very first day as Federal Reserve Chairman, the Dow Jones Industrial Average endured its worst percentage drop since 2011. The selling has raged on in the days since, fueled partly by fear that higher inflation would lead the Fed to accelerate its interest rate hikes and weaken the economy and the stock market, all of which has left investors wondering what the Powell Fed might do now. The White House says it supports Senate passage of a budget deal that would funnel an additional $300 billion to the Pentagon and domestic programs over the next 2 years. The White House Budget Office says the agreement lays the groundwork for full funding of the military, a top priority for President Trump. The deal would avert a government shutdown but does not address illegal immigration, and some Tea Party Republicans have criticized the measure as a budget buster. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Islesworth millionaire Bob Ward is on trial for the second time, accused of murdering his wife. Diane Ward was shot in September of 2009 in the bedroom of the mansion Bob and Diane shared. In the 911 call, Ward told the dispatcher multiple times that he shot his wife, but the defense attorney, Craig Gillen, cautioned the jury that those statements are not an admission of guilt. According to the recorded 911 call, Ward didn't mention the shooting being an accident until the dispatcher mentioned it. The defense argues that the shooting was an accident, and they plan to call Diane's sister and two daughters later this week. A crash involving a stolen car leaves one dead in Seminole County. Around 9:30 Wednesday night, a driver was struck by a stolen car while making a left turn. The car was driving at a high rate of speed, traveling northbound on Lake of the Woods Boulevard, turning onto 1792. The driver, who was trying to make the turn, died at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. We have a high of 79 and a low of 61 with partly cloudy skies. Your AccuWeather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns are fairly solid between Altamont Springs and about the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to about Gotha. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The ramps leading to it, though, are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from gorgeous ladies of wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversaries. Love ya.
Okay, thanks for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries on what usually be a contest Thursday night, but Mike's not here, so we decided to put the contest off for 1 week, and of course we'll be back at it next week. In the meantime, Randy Ross is in the studio, and came in with a big announcement tonight.
Now we have a new sponsor.
New sponsor.
So exciting.
Sutherland Nissan. And Randy will be with us every Tuesday night, and folks from Sutherland will be in on periodically on Tuesday nights, and that's going to be Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, the American Adversaries Trump 2020 Tuesday, sponsored by Sutherland Nissan.
And U.S. Marine. We got to give him a big shout out. He's been a great supporter of our president all along, and we appreciate him taking this step up.
Yeah, and he also is a great, shall we say, he helps out the community as well.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Very generous.
When the lady was out there in West Orange County or way out there in Claremont that got kicked out, and he saw that on television. He called me up one day, and he goes, I want to pay for her rent for a year. That's the kind of man this guy is. So, yeah, absolutely.
An honor to have him on the show. And if you're in the market for a car, new car, and they also have
used cars.
Yep, that's.
But some of those trucks are a little bit too much for my blood.
Oh,
too expensive.
Man, they got one of these.
Oh my God, we saw that one. It was like $75,000. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I tell you what, it's a finely built automobile.
Absolutely.
All right, so. Once again, we're really proud about that. All right, and we're also very proud that the Commanding General of the American Adversaries Army is with us. That's Colonel Danny McKnight. I'm Christopher Hart, and Nick is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I want to get to some military stuff here in a second, but real quick, the budget battle is still going on. They're saying it's going to be resolved by midnight, but there's still a lot of shall we say, squeamishness about the Senate bill, which seems to be the overriding plan right now. So we told you a little bit about it yesterday. Once again, it's got good stuff and it's got bad stuff in it. But it's not yet a done deal. Midnight is the deadline again. Who knows, federal employees, some of them may get Friday off, may have a three-day weekend this weekend. We shall see. In the meantime, Kim is on the line. Let's take her phone call. Howdy, Kim. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Chris. It's nice to talk to you.
You too, Kim. Thanks.
Hello, Randy.
Hello. Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, you better say hello to the colonel.
Oh,
here.
Yeah,
he's going to put us in a headlock here.
Say hi, say hi to the colonel.
I know you hurt my feelings. I was last. So that's not good.
Did you got a chance to meet Kim, didn't you, a couple of Saturdays ago? So, yeah, we all know one another here. All right, go ahead, Kim.
We're all friends.
There
and
you
I'm
go.
Sorry, I missed your birthday, Chris.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'll have another few. Hopefully to God, anyway.
You have a few more. Yes. You're older than me now.
Yes, there you go.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about Social Security because, yes, everyone got their raise in Social Security, but we also got our Medicare hiked up.
Yes, you did.
So it ate up the raise in Social Security.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Yep.
And that is going to be something that's going to have to be dealt with fairly soon, too. I believe that'll be sort of next on the agenda, perhaps after this election, maybe after the 2020 election, but certainly Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will all have to be dealt with. And I know it's not quick, but that's the last thing anybody in Washington wants to touch. But they all know they're going to have to. At some point. And I believe the last time was when Reagan was president that they made any substantial changes.
Wow. And, long time ago.
And it bought Social Security about three or four more decades. But the problem with Social Security is, and we've talked about it on the show numerous times, it's an elaborate Ponzi scheme. But at the end of the day, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Wow.
That the new recipients who are receiving money now, it's not their money. It's the money that future recipients are paying in.
Mm-hmm. And, that's right. And there's less people working. There's less people paying in than were paying in the 60s and in the 70s.
Right.
That's correct.
Right. And
if
now
I don't care about that. I just want more money every month.
Wow. I bet you do, girl.
You and everybody else. Yeah. And why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you? But once again, they're the trade-offs involved. And believe it or not, immigration plays into all this. And we've talked about this on the show before, too. We're not having enough babies. We're not growing the population at a rate that will sustain economic growth.
Don't get me started on that.
All right.
We wouldn't talk about it on the air.
All right. But the
why not? What's your point? What are you trying to say?
But so what we have done is we have been importing population via immigration. And they turned a blind eye to illegal immigration because they needed people. And unfortunately, they're not too, caring about where they come from. They're just looking at total numbers of bodies, basically.
They want
not understand
to vote.
Right. And not exactly. They're looking at votes, not economic participation and people who will actually help the economy grow, which is the whole purpose of having more people here. So
that's exactly right.
Instead of helping, it's counterproductive. I'm sorry?
We don't need to populate this country anymore. You know, people, they come on and talk about how when my ancestors came here from Italy and from Ireland in 1890 and 1910, yes, we were looking to populate the country then. We are no longer looking to populate this country.
Well,
we have
that's interesting
population.
Point.
Yeah, I understand your point, but yes. You see, I think you're missing my point. And that is that the government and economists look at our slowing birth rate,
yes,
and know that we're at a point now where we can barely maintain our population level as it is. And this is not just in the United States. We're talking about in pretty much all the advanced countries of the world. We're talking about all over Europe. One reason why Germany welcomed all those migrants in, those refugees, because they had a dwindling population.
Way behind.
Right.
Way behind. But they're not so far behind that it's going to be in one generation they're going to be wiped out. That will take care of, it really will take care of itself.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it really will take care of itself.
Well,
it's not something that we have to worry about because we really have too many people.
Well,
we really do have too many people.
Wow.
That's another one for debate.
That's a whole other show.
I'm not talking about with regard to Social Security.
I guess not.
We have plenty of people. We really do have plenty of
people.
Okay, then.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll take that up for a debate another time. But,
we're going to have a private talk about that.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, once again, I talk about the good and the bad. If we have higher inflation, it will mean you will get a higher increase in your Social Security.
Well, there you go.
So, that is true.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Kim. Appreciate your being out there, too. All right, let's take Frank's phone call. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
What's up, Colonel? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm happy as a pig in crap.
That ain't the way he said it during the break.
No, it wasn't.
I cleaned it up quick, didn't I?
Yes. Go ahead, man.
Okay, so first of all, I'm not sure if Big Mike's going to make it next week because you said he was playing golf, you know, down here in South Florida, and he might still be looking for his ball in the woods.
Wow.
All right, go rub it in on him. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then real quick, remember how I was telling you about, you know, how we've entered into a new spiritual dispensation at the end of 2017, okay?
Right.
And God poured his spirit out, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. The quarterback is a solid Christian. The quarterback, the first string guy that was out, he's a solid Christian. The coach is a big time Christian, and the owner is a big time Christian. Okay, I mean, it's just one of the little signs that I'm noticing. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Let's talk about listening to objective people and the tax cuts having a minimal effect, all right?
Yeah.
My degree is, I've got a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. I took a lot of economics in college. I'm no Thomas Sowell, but I do know a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
So, number one, obviously, with a tax cut, it takes some time for it to ripple through the economy, right?
Sure.
Okay? And how old is the tax cut? You know, a month or two? And already, you know, how many billions of dollars are pouring back into the economy and, you know, companies invested and bonuses? And it's just the beginning, okay?
Yep.
So the idea that this is going to have a minimal effect is a joke, okay? Number two, as far as paying off debt, all right, if interest rates are going up and you borrow it at 2% and you get 2.5% by investing because interest rates are up, are you going to pay off your debt?
There will be people who do that, but there will be other options that will be more profitable, which is what you're talking about.
Well, and what I'm saying is, if you're going to get 2.5% safe investing, you're not going to pay off a 2% debt. You're going to invest the money,
right?
And not pay off the debt.
Some who will be savvy enough to take advantage of that, yes. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, okay. As far as the tax cut goes, yeah, the ripple effects are already being felt, and they will intensify as a result.
They will. And
that's why the market is so spooked. The market is actually afraid that the economy is going to get too hot, and it's going to begin to drive wages up too fast, because we do not have, actually, contrary to Kim, enough people in the job market to handle the jobs that are coming. And then that's where Jose comes in, because that's when, once again, people get spooked, and because they're seeing things they haven't seen for a long time. And you got a lot of people who are trading on Wall Street who never knew the Reagan years or the Bush years during the good times, or even the Clinton years. But
right.
They're so young.
They talk about Reagan when his tax cut. They say, well, the debt went up. Yeah, but Treasury income to the Treasury went up.
Yeah,
but
they
the
just
Democrats
couldn't.
Saw that,
right.
And they increased
right.
spending
all
so
right.
much, the debt went up.
Yep, exactly. All right, so anybody that tries to predict the economy will be proven to be a fool pretty quickly, that's for sure. And what you can do, though, is
talk to Kim offline, we'll get her all straight.
What you can do, though, is look at indicators and look at the overall health of the economy, and that gives you, shall we say, guidance going forward. You can't predict tomorrow. Nobody can. But there are certainly things there that will be guiding us forward. And let me tell you, though, people are going to see more money in their pockets. Yeah, they may pay off some debt.
They already are.
But they're also going to start buying things and doing things that they haven't done for a long time. People are going to get out of the only do what I have to do mode and start once again thinking about things that I want to do mode. And then look out. All right, thanks, Frank. Got to take a break. When we come back, I want to turn the conversation to the colonel here, because the military budget and other things are a big part of the fight going on right now in Congress, and we want to talk about that and talk about a military parade, and if they had one, would the colonel be in it?
I love a parade.
All right, stick around for more of the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns are fairly solid between Altamont Springs and about the Millennia area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 to about Gotha. The 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The ramps leading to it, though, are fairly congested. I'm Dwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
place over there. Don't use cash anymore. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries as we hold a conversation during the break there. All right. Once again, you're listening to us live on FM 105.5, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. 407-774-8255 is the number. Colonel McKnight's in the studio with us once again tonight. Don't forget, he's written a great book, Streets of Mogadishu, all about leadership and how incorrect, politically correct leadership can really muck things up, especially when it comes to the military. First of all, you just got back from San Francisco.
Yep.
And you saw Seth, who was in with us a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have to go on that map where you see where the human excrement
that's
is
nasty.
Is laying in
nasty.
The street around
that's
the city?
No, I didn't do that.
No, I'm serious, though. They got a website where you go on there and you find where the worst places to go are, where homeless people have been relieving themselves in public places.
What a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
A nice way to say it.
I went out for a nice run, you know, and got my 50-minute workout in, you know.
Yeah,
I'd spoken early around lunchtime.
You didn't step
for
in anything,
an hour,
did you?
No. And then I went back and I changed and I went and ran. And when I was running, I went further and further. So I saw some of that.
Ooh.
I saw some people
nasty.
Just... Yeah,
doing their thing.
Yeah,
and
it's a shame, but overall it was a great day. I mean, the weather was absolutely perfect, just like you know, like we have.
Right.
It wasn't hot. It was just beautiful. So it was a good trip, and I enjoyed the devil out of it.
You know, it's kind of amazing because back in the late 18th and the 19th century, as cities began to grow, of course the streets were open sewers, right? People just throw their stuff out into the street and wait for the rain to wash it away, basically. And women, you know, had those little canisters.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
Yeah, and women would use perfumes under their nose when they would go out so they wouldn't have to smell it. And so the rich people decided they didn't want to live in the cities anymore, so they'd build big houses outside the cities.
Ah.
Such was the beginning of the suburbs. But, you know, it's also very unsanitary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you would have diseases and stuff in cities because of the filth.
The assholes.
And then now we've turned San Francisco into a 19th century city, for heaven's sake.
You mentioned San Francisco. It was interesting. What I went for was a organization, a company that is relatively new. They're growing quite large, and they're sort of a security company. They will have people that track down the hackers. And
oh, really?
I mean, really, they've got a great, great program, you know, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never met the guy that hosted me and everything, that's sort of the president of it. But I spoke just for about 45 minutes around lunchtime to just the management piece, okay? And then later that evening, for about an hour from 5:15 to 6:15, I spoke to everybody that they had there, which were all of their people, you know, and they come from across the country. It's amazing. Anyway, we did that, and then after it was over, and I had my books with me because they wanted them there, and the boss got up and said, okay, every one of you need a book, okay, and I'm paying for every one of your books.
Wow. That was nice.
It was 50 books, and he paid for every one
books?
Of them, you know?
I want to know where our books are.
You got one, didn't you?
One of his?
Yeah.
No.
He'll have one tonight.
All right. There you go. I got my copy.
Yeah, but it was so good because then, and this goes to what I said last time I was here about the Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team coming up. They came over, and everybody was told, you don't have to pay for the books. The boss paid for all of them, you know? So anyway, everybody that came over there was putting 10, 20 down. And I said, no, you don't have to pay for them. They said, no, these are our contribution to your wounded warrior amputees that are going to play softball. People do get it sometimes, don't they?
That's nice.
You know?
That's
now
nice.
That you mentioned that, tell the folks what you mean by the wounded warriors playing softball, because they're all invited to this.
Yes, it's February the 24th. That's a Saturday. And it actually is a pretty good full day, starting at 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening. But
you can take it in, come during the middle of the day or whenever you
exactly.
want to come.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's free. Nobody has to pay a penny, okay? I'm going to encourage people to donate because that's how we take care of our wounded warriors, you know. But anyway, they'll start at 10 in the morning because they're going to have bounce houses and all that stuff for the kids to play and everything. The wounded warriors will get in on Friday night, have a dinner Friday night. They'll have breakfast Saturday morning, and then they all will be in a Corvette and be driven out individually in their Corvette out to the playing field out there. And the first game is at 2 o'clock, then 3:15 and 4:30. And two of the teams that are playing against the Wounded Warrior amputees, and they're amputees, legs, arms, you know, it's just amazing what they can do when they play, is the sheriff over in our county, Sheriff Ivy. He has two teams, and I told him, well, if they're struggling, I'm going to get on their team to beat you, okay? Yeah. So, but that's what it's all about.
You might have to get on his team to beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's going to be so much fun for people to see it, and they're doing it at the right time of day, and it'll finish up about 6. It will finish up
now, this
at 6.
Is February 24th. Where?
At Palm Bay Recreational Facilities out near Heritage High School, which is straight down Malabar Road all the way out to out like you're going to Heritage. It's a straight shot. Once you get off 95 on Malabar Road and head west on it, you can't miss it. There's soccer fields, softball fields, baseball fields. Nobody can really miss it, I promise you. And we're going to have a lot of people there. It's going to work.
All right. So, once again, you're all invited, no charge. Bring the whole family. It'll be an all-day event, and it'll be a whole lot of fun, and you'll see a whole lot of heroes.
You will. That's right.
All right. So, that's February 24th. Okay.
We should probably give even though I'm a little reluctant at some point to do this, but we had someone that passed, a political operative.
Yes.
Republican political operative here in Central Florida, but it was involved in statewide politics. His name was Doug Getzlow. He passed away today at age 63. No matter how you felt about Doug and his politics, he had a lot to do with a framework, if you will, or structure of how things got done here. So may he rest in peace, and his wife as well, and her family.
Yep. Doug Getzlow, of course, was a big name in politics around here for quite some time. He had a radio show for a while. He was involved in a number of campaigns, and got himself in a little bit of trouble every now and then. He was a very, shall we say, spirited individual, and 63, that's pretty
young.
You're
being nice.
Yes. hey, you know, in politics, you make enemies, and sometimes deservedly so. Sometimes, but anyway, because he was a big name in politics around here, it deserved mentioning.
Yes.
But he did pass away. And once again, our condolences to his family and friends. The colonel, once again, has written this excellent book. It's called Streets of Mogadishu. He was just talking about it. And you can get it by going to his website, DannyMcKnight.com. And part of the proceeds of each book does go to these wounded warriors. Not the wounded warriors like you see on TV, but it goes more directly.
Yes.
To them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that money is very well spent with the colonel here. We don't have enough time in this segment of the show, but when we come back, you know, the Eagles had their parade today in Philadelphia, and the president is talking about a parade for the military. So we'll take that up.
I love a parade.
We'll take that up with the colonel and see if he loves the idea of a parade. All right, so stick around. And once again, we're so happy to welcome Sutherland Nissan and U.S. Marine on board as sponsors of the American Adversaries radio show. It's really a thrill to have them on, and we really do appreciate it. And Randy, being a part of the show now on a regular basis, he's a real asset to us around here as well. And he rubs elbows with the big dog himself, L. Rush Fuzzbo. How about that? All right. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can join the Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Please do join it. You get updates every day. Directly awesome. From the White House through the Trump 2020 Club. It's well worth being a member. Plus, they throw great parties.
See? And you were at one, so you know.
That's right. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. When I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show on what would normally be a contest Thursday. We've decided to postpone that until next week when Mike McBath will be back with us. He has so much fun doing these contests. We kind of let him run with it there, so it doesn't have the same feel without him. So
hey, and he's great at it. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
He is. We oftentimes wonder where he comes up with these ideas. But next week, we might actually use one of your ideas if you got in on that contest a while back. In the meantime, we got a lot to talk about in the next hour. That's right here. We're here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And don't forget, if you're out and about anytime over the next couple of weeks, stop on by a Relax and Comfort store in Windermere, Winter Park Village, or the Seminole Town Center.
I can't believe Jackie's not here tonight.
Yeah, she's in Tennessee and in a show. She'll be back next week. But you can still check out these great massage chairs and everything else they have there. But somebody's going to win one of these massage chairs, and you can find out which one by going to the Relax and Comfort store and go ahead and register for that rascal. And we're going to draw that name on a live remote broadcast from a Relax and Comfort store. As a matter of fact, the one in Winter Park Village there. All right, so that voice that you just heard is Randy Ross. He's in the studio tonight. Once again, we had a big announcement in the first hour. We'll tell you again next this hour in case you missed it. And if you didn't miss it, then it's still good news. You might like hearing it again. And also in the studio with us is the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army, Colonel Danny McKnight. Colonel, always great to see you.
Always glad to be here. And it is so different, though. I don't think I've ever been here maybe once without Mike here.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's very unusual. Yeah.
All right.
He's the calm one in the storm.
All right. On the bridge is Nicholas Cicero. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. A couple of news updates for you. First of all, it appears as though there's been a step backwards in the budget negotiations in Washington, D.C. It appears as though the Senate bill has hit a snag. And it's interesting because Chuck Schumer is complimenting Nancy Pelosi and her turned out to be about an eight-hour marathon, truly an old-fashioned filibuster on the House floor yesterday. And he's crediting her, and yet she was filibustering against his bill in the Senate.
She can't stand for the military, but she can stand for 8 hours to talk.
That's about the size
of
it.
That's great.
Very well put. Very well put. And so the bill is on hold for now. Wall Street didn't like that. That's one reason why they took another big step back, solidly into correction territory. But once again, I think this is a time to be, you know, sniffing out a few opportunities and nibbling. You don't go whole hog in right now, but you can nibble. But the bottom line is, midnight's the deadline. Congress is up there working feverishly, or something like that. Anyway,
they don't work feverishly.
No, they don't. But they're up there probably tossing a few back, and that might actually ease things up and get something done. You know?
Right.
So anyway, the budget negotiations continue, and once again, if something happens to break during the show. Although it's probably unlikely, it's going to be a midnight hour type thing, it appears, if anything does happen tonight, and it may not. And, of course, then we're into, once again, government, quote-unquote, shutdown again. General Kelly, John Kelly, is the new target for the media because of some comments he made about DACA non-registrants the other day. And the fact that the president is doing well, and they got to blame somebody. So they're now going after General Kelly. I think he can take it, though. Do you think?
I'm pretty sure he can, yeah.
An old Marine general like that?
Yep.
And, by the way, today the president gave a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's not National Prayer Day. That's in May. But they had the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast, and the president spoke, and he spoke eloquently. He recognized a young girl in the audience, I believe her name was Sophia, who had been told she had some disease, and the doctor kept telling her that she'll never be able to walk again. And she finally told him, quit telling me I can't walk again. Start telling me what I can do. I want to walk again.
Solutions.
And she walked in there today to the prayer breakfast.
That's amazing.
So, and the president recognized her and once again put out a call, a unifying call for the nation. And spoke, as I said, eloquently about, you know, shall we say, the spiritual side of America and how that has always been to our benefit, that we have that, and that when we reach out to it, he said this, and he then tweeted this out earlier today. He said, as long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, that America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and a light unto all nations.
Amen.
And, you know, that was the original intent. It was to be a light unto all nations. Colonel?
That's what's always been said. That's pretty easy, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's great. I hadn't heard that until just now.
Yeah. So that was what the president said this morning. Mm. I want to talk about this whistleblower thing, but first I want to talk to you, Colonel, about... John Kelly and the heat that General Kelly is taking right now on the president's behalf, because what the media, here's a tactic that they do, because for a long time they've been saying, oh, thank God, John Kelly, General Kelly's in there to hold, you know, Trump off, keep his feet on the ground type stuff, right? And now he says something about DACA people who are dreamers who didn't register for DACA, some of them, not all of them, being too lazy. They sat on their, you know, their butts. And so now the mantra is, what has happened to General Kelly? Just your thoughts, generally speaking, about General Kelly and that type of attitude toward military personnel.
And that's, you know, the people that are saying that, they probably have no clue about who General Kelly is, where he came from, what he has done in the past, and what he will do right now. See, they just see this General Kelly guy, you know, and they're trying to really throw something on him to make it look bad. They don't know General Kelly. That's like people don't know General Mattis. They don't know General McMahon. They don't know these military people. They just know they were in the military. They don't have a clue how they learned to lead and get people to be successful. And General Kelly knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, he is probably the staunchest support for the president day in and day out because he is the chief of staff. That's one of the most important positions that exist is that.
And, you know, when you think about what he said, it kind of reminded me of what a commander would say to motivate some troops. You know, get up off your lazy butt and let's get the job done here, right?
Correct.
You don't wait for the world to come to you. You go out there and seize the moment. And they don't understand that. And, of course, they generally speaking hate the military anyway. The only reason they liked him for a while anyway was because he was a so-called sobering influence on President Trump.
Yeah, they thought he'd be the stability, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're depicting him as somehow being corrupted by President Trump. And it's lunacy. It's absurd. And yet, you know, they have to attack somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's the latest target opportunity here.
And see, the chief of staff position, in all honesty, to me, in any organization, is the most powerful and the most direct person in terms of making things happen correctly. I was the chief of staff at a headquarters in Atlanta, my last assignment. And in all honesty, it was the greatest job I had, because I had about 380 people that, you know, I had to take care of and make them do things.
Right.
And it's a very powerful position, but it's so important, because you got to get people to succeed and get the job done. And if he's probably going to get it done, he's going to punch the president a little bit and say, hey, we need to do this one, okay? I believe General Kelly's position is the most powerful position, and I believe President Trump will be listening to him.
Yeah, no
really
doubt. The other thing that they're attacking him over is Rob Porter. Mm. Had you ever met him during the campaign?
No, he never came down to any of the rallies that I was at. But,
all right, yeah. And he was a close advisor to the president, kept a very low profile, and he was sort of a gatekeeper as well. He worked closely with General Kelly to sort of filter the avalanche of stuff coming into the Oval Office. And he has been accused of abusing his two former wives, and he denies it. He says there's a logical explanation for the photograph of one of his wives who had clearly had a black eye. He said he took the photograph, and the reason for the black eye had nothing to do with what she's claiming.
Wow.
To this point, I don't think he's given us that other reason. Like, did she walk into the door during the night or something? I don't know. But he has stepped aside. And, of course, General Kelly's catching flack because he didn't fire him as soon as he found out that there were complaints out there on the fella. He says it's hard for him to believe that he did that, but oftentimes that is the case.
But the flip side of that is, as we know, is there's this other side of this whole space where we're getting into, that every little thing you do and everything is under these microscopes. And, you know, we don't know. We weren't there.
And not only that, but they are trying to whittle everybody that they can away from President Trump.
Absolutely.
The media had a real fun time this morning, CNN and MSNBC, showing a picture of, I believe it was from the campaign or right after the president was elected. And in the picture, you saw Corey Lewandowski, you saw Omarosa, you saw Rob Porter, you saw Sebastian Gorka, and I'm thinking one other person was in the photograph, and all five are now gone.
But that's not unusual. I mean, I talked to many people who've worked on many multiple presidential campaigns. They get through, especially that first year and a half. They're constantly cycling, because the first year they're paying back favors. Anybody that helped, that needs a favor back, hey, we're going to give you this job, we're going to give you this. It's actually in the second year where you actually get your core team. They ends up staying, you know, primarily through the end of the administration.
Yeah, and I think there's a certain degree of that. But in this particular case, I think that, once again, it's the media trying to get people who are close to Trump away from Trump. Because the last thing that they want is for this president to succeed. Lo and behold, you even had George W. Bush come out today and criticize the man. How many times did George W. Bush ever come out to criticize Barack Obama?
Great point. And you know, at some point, somebody's got to be the one that says, stop it. When are we going to stop this assault on the party and start focusing on 2018, start focusing on 2020. If we don't do that sooner than later, we are in a lot of trouble moving forward the next couple of years.
All right. And, of course, Trump 2020 Club is, we want to be that beacon, that light.
Well, our page is simply all pro-Trump all the time. You know, anything that's associated, even if there's a congressman or anybody that's pro-Trump, we put that on that page. You're not going to go over there and have to fight like you do on some of these other pages,
right,
with, you know, liberals that are going to go nuts on you because you say the word fake news.
Plus they get bulletins. Exactly. Plus, right, they get bulletins from the White House.
Every day.
And all of that you can take advantage of by going to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and joining. It's that simple. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something else that the White House has been catching a lot of flack over the last couple of days, the idea of a parade for the military. A lot of people have been calling it a military parade, but I think it's more correct to call it a parade for the military. Because even though it will be the military in the parade, it will be to show our appreciation to them. So we'll talk about that with the colonel, and please stick around. And once again, we'll go over the big announcement that Randy and I made in the first hour of the show. So please stay with us, the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 is slow from about Longwood to Millennia. Going westbound, you also have slowdowns on I-4 in the Dr. Phillips area. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 westbound is congested until about Gotha, and the 408 eastbound is fairly clear. The ramps leading to it, though, are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Some oldies and goodies here. Thanks, Nick. All right, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us this evening. By the way, this afternoon, the president met with Henry Kissinger. They talked about North Korea and China and the Middle East. And the president has been consulting with Henry Kissinger on a regular basis. And, of course, the media very seldom.
That was almost as bad as when I called in as Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, thank you very much. But anyway, Henry Kissinger did meet with the president this afternoon at the White House, and it wasn't the first time. They have met on a number of occasions, and it turns out that Henry Kissinger evidently is one of the president's go-to guys when he needs some advice on these big foreign policy issues. And it appears as though they meet on a regular basis. So that should be comforting to some in the media, of course, that they wouldn't talk about it if they were. Colonel, a parade for the military.
I love a parade.
Okay, all right. All right, so what would be your thoughts on that?
Well, we've had parades before with the military.
Right.
Every year St. Patrick's Day, I promise you, in Savannah, Georgia, there's one of the greatest parades you've ever seen. And the entire Ranger Battalion, the 1st Battalion at Hunter Army Airfield, is part of that parade. So if people think this is unusual or unique, it's not. It's a great thing. We should do it more often,
right?
Because we need to tell them thank you. We can't tell all, 200,000 that are, out there doing what they do.
Right.
But we need to find a way to make people understand that we appreciate what they're doing in uniform. Every male, female, every one of them out there doing what they're doing, we need to thank them. This, to me, is a great idea, because I'm pretty sure I haven't seen that before in this person. The White House and, everything.
There was a military parade George W. Bush did, but it was wrapped around the Iraq War, right?
Yeah.
This would be a parade for the military, just to have a parade for the military.
That's right. And say thank you. That's what we're doing.
Right.
I agree.
Exactly. And a lot of people say, you mean like do in North Korea or in the Soviet Union? And my response is yes. And do you want to know what one of the reasons why they would do that? Well, yeah, because they wanted to show everybody how tough they were. Yeah, that was part of it. But the other part was national pride.
It is.
It's all about national pride and having pride in those who are the defenders of the country. And if they can do it, why can't we show pride in the defenders of our form of government, our way of life?
Yeah, and how many times have we really seen that?
In this country,
you could count them on one hand.
Right.
You could count it on one hand that we have really paid that kind of respect and thank you to the military.
Right.
And I agree with you.
And Veterans Day parade is not the same thing.
No.
Good.
It's not.
It's good and it's fine, and they should be better than, we should be giving them more attention on Veterans Day now than we do in Veterans Day parades. But that's different. This is to show appreciation for the military in general, as the concept, as the protector of the nation, and the people who are serving presently, right?
Yep. And think about this. If we can do this and really have a great parade that people really appreciate, we've got kids that are going to see this. And they're going to start saying, wow, that's what the military is about?
And that's, I believe, exactly why the liberals don't want it.
That's right.
Right there.
That's right.
They tried to do the same thing with this new Clint Eastwood movie, 15, 17 to Paris or whatever.
Right.
Give it an R rating to keep young people out of it, because it's all about heroism of two former military guys. Mm-hmm. I get one was a...
Three of them?
I think so.
They were on the
Evans.
But they actually...
On the train in Paris.
And they're the real people.
Yeah.
Clint
Eastwood used the real guys the stars. They play themselves in the movie.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah,
right.
I've seen just the few tidbits of it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. I want to, because that's amazing, and that's a great representation of what our military will do.
So would you have done a better job than Tom Sizemore in Black Hawk Down?
Oh, hell yes.
He's better looking too, ladies. All right, stick around. Bo, stay with us. We'll get your comments on the other side of the break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. And please join the Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And we'll go over our big announcement later in the next segment of the show as well. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
And I didn't ever do drugs, and I never dated Heidi Fleiss either, okay? Never dated Heidi Fleiss either, okay?
You got better than that, buddy.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is holding up the votes on a budget deal, saying Republicans and Democrats are, quote, spending us into oblivion, unquote. Russia's U.N. Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia says he has told the United Nations Security Council that the U.S.-led coalition's airstrikes on Syrian government-backed troops were inadmissible and deplorable. He says they cannot be repeated, no matter what reasons the coalition gives to justify an attack. Stocks plunged again, sending the Dow Industrials down 1,000 points as investors continued to get out of the market. The Dow and the S&P 500 are now 10% below their record highs from just 2 weeks ago, entering what's considered a correction on Wall Street. The NASDAQ was down by 274. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same.
They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Say you're just another girl, but they haven't seen you in my world. There is a special place I find when we embrace. You are mine. Oh,
it's just brilliant. That was just brilliant. It brought tears to my eyes.
Who would have known Bo was a crooner like this, right? And boy, could he put together some words for the ladies. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the American Adversaries. We're live in the Relax and Cover studios. Randy Ross is in the studio, along with Colonel Danny McKnight, myself, Christopher Hart. And that was Bo, wasn't it you, Bo? Were you singing to your wife there?
But let's just say Bo's written a lot, many, many tunes, different published of y'all and all that. But my top, Bo's thought on the porch.
Oh, it's that Bo. That.
Yeah,
it's the Bo that calls
Bo.
In. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how'd you get your voice to sound like that?
It's like falsetto.
Well, simple. I just used a little different slang when I call you guys. But seriously, my thought, Bo on the porch. Team, thanks for my thought for Bo on the porch tonight is for a Colonel McKnight, because Bo is retired military too, 24, like I said, 24 years. Anyway.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. But seriously, Colonel, I was going to tell Chris my thoughts for you tonight. I'd like to hear your answer. Being as Nancy Pelosi is such a patriotic American, if we called it the military parade, the Democrat military parade, do you think she would be the Grand Marshal and could just sit in the car for maybe an hour or two and wave? And should we stand or kneel or just say, "You're great, Nancy," and that song that you just played was not for her, my brother. Great show.
All right.
And Chris, I look forward to meeting you guys.
Looking forward to it, Bo. Yeah, I would say if you could get her to be Grand Marshal and ride up, say, in the back of a car, hand out tomatoes to people on the way in.
Oh, yes.
But seriously, the Democrats in the military, it's like oil and water.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what it's like. It really is.
Yeah.
How do you interact with people when you learn that they don't support the military? How, as a person, what do you do when you're in that situation? Because I have to believe that's hurts your heart.
I've learned to accept that, but I've also learned how I can tell them how stupid they are and how ridiculous they are, because they're showing themselves to be poor Americans.
Well, there was a teacher California that recently was talking about how people that go into the military are silly or stupid, and they're not. It's not the right career for
people. He's a high school teacher.
Yeah. What do you? And was caught on recording doing that.
He was doing this because one of his students came in wearing a Marine hat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a Marine hat, but it was a tribute to the Marines.
Right.
It's something to do with the Marines.
Yeah.
And it set this guy off,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about how stupid people are who are in the military and all of this other nonsense.
What do you say to someone like that? How do you handle that? See, that would just infuriate me.
Well, it will infuriate me, but I have learned that there's a better way to handle it. And I would probably, before the conversation was over, I would make them feel like an idiot, because that's what they are.
Right.
How can you ever say anything like you're talking about
right.
in school? When we have young men and women right now with their weapons in other countries doing things to protect us in the United States of America.
Right.
So that particular teacher should be fired.
I agree.
In all honesty, because he or she is an idiot. Because how can you tell young kids, I don't care what age, whether 10, 12, 15, whatever, how can we tell them that?
And he turns out he's also a city councilman.
Yeah, he's an elected official as well.
Yeah, and had been the mayor of this little town as well in California.
Well, the little town's obviously really stupid.
They're
letting him get away with it.
Evidently
so. Well,
it
is California.
So. But there is a lot of hostility out there toward the military. And, just the idea.
Is there really, though, in Trump's America, do you really believe there's a lot of hostility? Maybe on the Democrat side,
That's what I meant. I didn't mean in America in general. I meant amongst, the liberals and the resistance and all of this. And it has its roots in a lack of respect, for other human beings, right, who mm-hmm. have a right to exist and have their own thoughts and things. And that's a sign of arrogance.
Yeah.
And that's most of these people are stuck on themselves. When we were kids, say they're stuck up or she's stuck up or something like that. And what that meant was that if it's not part of their world, there's something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that's where a lot of that mindset is. You see, this teacher, he couldn't deal with the fact that one of his students appreciated the military, so he had to go off on the student. Very, very poor teaching.
Well, yeah, that's awful. Yeah. It's interesting because Tuesday, when I spoke out in San Francisco, and I knew which city I was in, and I understood it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really care, but I knew which city I was in.
Yeah, because you were going to leave in a couple of days.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
But I spoke to him, and I promise you there were a lot of, probably liberals sitting there. In all honesty, I understand that.
Right.
And when I finished speaking, though, I think I actually got their attention. They gave me a standing ovation, so, I guess I paid them well to do that. I don't know. But they did. But then when it was after that part was over, it was, now everybody just hors d'oeuvres and chat and everything, go get a book, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. There was a young girl, really. I mean, she couldn't have been more than 25. And she comes over to me, and I had watched her when I was speaking, and I could just see her way of reacting to some of the things I said, and it wasn't angry or anything. You could just tell when she was smiling or something like that, you know?
Yeah, more like grimacing.
Well, she came over, and she was towards the end on purpose, I think, and we started talking. And I said, well, you have an accent. I said, where are you from? She said, Canada. That's where she grew up.
Yeah?
Yep. And we had a very nice conversation, and before it was over, she at least understood why I say some of the things I say.
Uh-huh.
And see, there's an easy way to do this. And if teachers are going to do it the way this person did in California that you're talking about, I need to go to his classroom.
Oh, my. That could be dangerous right there.
I mean, it bothers me. Got to remember, yeah. I'm very passionate about something. And I had six of my kids get killed.
We never could have told that around here. Yeah.
But I had six of my kids get killed in Somalia.
Right.
And that doesn't ever go away. And for him to say something like that, that is so demeaning.
It really is.
It's really unbelievable.
Is. That's what I mean. It's just totally disrespectful.
Wow.
Of other human beings.
And imagine if Hillary Clinton was president. Nobody would be talking about this. You know?
You're right.
We wouldn't be having a parade for the military. We'd be having a parade for God knows who.
Yeah,
probably Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
All right,
Oprah.
By the way, we're watching, and right now the Senate budget deal is on hold. They're still negotiating in Washington between the Senate and the House and inside the House. But right now the Senate deal does appear to be the one that is getting the most attention. Tonight, midnight is the deadline. They're not going to have a deal by the end of the show, and it's doubtful now that they'll have a deal by the end of the night. And, of course, that rattled the markets, and they're already spooked anyway. So you had another 1,000-point dip in the market, which puts us into correction territory, but it's still nothing to panic over. All right? Let's go back to the phone lines. Peggy is up next tonight. How you doing, Peggy? Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Colonel, I would love to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much, Peggy. I appreciate it.
And Randy, on the 2020 Club, is there a fee to join?
No, you can be part of the Facebook page. There's no fee to be part of that. If you want to be part of like getting the White House updates, it's like $20 for that, but that's over in the notes on the Facebook page. But no, just join the Facebook page.
That's an annual fee too.
Yeah, we're constantly just loading a positive Trump content to the Trump 2020 Club page. So no, you don't have to actually do that, but is this the same Peggy that still hasn't got me any brownies? Is that the same one?
That's the next question I was going to ask, the type of brownies you like.
I don't know, because I mean I like all brownies. I like all food. You know, we might be able to trade off brownies for the club membership.
I tell you, that last batch you made, you had like three different kinds in there, right?
Oh, yeah. It had leaves in it.
Oh my, yeah, you might. All of them were delicious, though. Let's just put it that way, Peggy. They were all quite delicious.
All right, thank you.
And
one more question. I have one more question. Is there going to be a new car in the prize package now?
Wow, that's a great idea. Oh, we'll have to ask U.S. Marine about that.
Well, I can't promise that, but...
What I can tell you, though, is I'm sending people out there as friends, and he takes care of them personally, so...
Yeah. Well, tell you what...
Okay, yeah. I was just joking,
There could be a good
but
deal.
But he did give away cars last year at the holidays. Yeah, you never know.
Hey, I did hear that commercial. It did say, buy one, get one, Sutherland Nissan.
Who does that?
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, well, you guys have a great night.
Thanks, Peggy.
Good to hear you from you, Peggy.
God bless you. God bless you. And let's go ahead and say again what Peggy was talking about, because we have some listeners now that may not know what she's saying. Starting Tuesday... it's going to be Trump 2020 Club Tuesday on the American Adversary, sponsored by
Sutherland Nissan.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Sutherland Nissan.
Down on East Colonial Drive.
On East Colonial Drive, they're our newest sponsor. And, you know, as many people as we're talking to every night, there's somebody out there thinking about getting a new car. For either you have to or you want to or whatever. And we're going to be encouraging you to go to Sutherland Nissan, at least give them a look. And walk around and see what they got. And
he's just a nice guy. Really is a huge
Marine.
Trump supporter.
Yep.
You know, just a really all around great person. So we're happy to have him on board.
Even if you can just stop by and say, hey.
Say hi.
We just wanted to say hi to U.S. Marine and thank him for being a sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. Because once again, ladies and gentlemen, we don't work for the radio station. Our sponsorships are our life's blood here, and we just got a big infusion, you might say, and it really is going to help out. And without our sponsors, we couldn't do the show. And we're glad to have Sutherland Nissan as a part of our sponsor team. And we got the best sponsors, and we're proud of our sponsors, and they all have quality products and services to offer you. Take for instance, Relax and Comfort. I mean, you will not find better quality sleep systems in these massage chairs, and at reasonable prices, they can finance it for you. And by the way, AAA, just this morning, they were talking about this. AAA issued a report. This is based on a study they did with dash cams, in-car dash cams, okay? They determined that 10.8% of traffic accidents are caused by drowsy drivers, people who are not getting proper sleep at night. 10.8%. Now, the government had issued statistics about 1% or 2%, but they were just based on surveys and accident reports where most people, if they fell asleep at the wheel, may not mention that in the report, or it may not show up in the report. This study was done with dash cams showing people dozing off and causing accidents. And by the way, have you ever gone off the side of the road and it go, part of the reason for that is when people doze off, the cars tend to drift off the road. And that lets you know you're getting off, either if you're awake or it definitely will wake you up if you're dozing off. Relax and Comfort. Once again, we're so proud to have Sutherland Nissan as part of our sponsorship team. And Randy will be here every Tuesday as part of Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Plus, he's still going to come in on every other Thursday.
Those are fun nights. Those contest nights are great. Mike and you guys do a great job with that.
Yeah, and we postponed it this week because Mike is doing NFL union boss business. But the contest will be back next week. Okay, and next week will be Randy's regular weekend. So he'll be back next week as part of that as well. Plus, U.S. Marine and others from Sutherland Nissan will be
on
the show,
excited to bring a lot of our Trump 2020 Club members
absolutely.
In, maybe as a guest to sit with us sometime.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be exciting.
Absolutely. Okay, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, Alfred and Eddie are on the line. Once again, Colonel McKnight is here with us, and he is the author of the excellent book, Streets of Mogadishu. And if you don't have a copy yet, you need to get one. All right, it's one of those books you just have to have. And you can get it at his website. That's DannyMcKnight.com, DannyMcKnight.com. And once again, you can join the Trump 2020 Club either by joining the Facebook page or more formally with a $20 a year subscription. That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. We'll be right back with more of the show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, baby, I will stand my ground.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that's one of the great tunes from the movie 12 Strong, which is in theaters now. It's an action-packed movie, and once again, it's a movie that'll make you swell up with patriotic pride, what these Green Berets did in there. 12 of them went in there, never ridden horses before. Next thing you know, they're fighting a war on horses. Sound unusual to you, Colonel?
Yeah. I'm afraid I couldn't get on a horse and do that like they did. You know? No, that's pretty amazing. It really is.
But it's just a tribute to the fact that our military... I believe it's the Marine Corps saying that it is adapt, overcome. I'm missing one. Adapt, overcome, improvise, adapt, yeah. Overcome. And that's what our guys do. That's what they're taught. That's what military trains our personnel to do. Solve problems.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And to think that there's a whole swath of our nation's population who doesn't appreciate upset at the idea of a national parade to show our pride in the military. And by the way, a number of conservative commentators have even scowled at the idea. I think it's a fantastic idea.
I do, too.
All right.
I do, too.
All right. Let's go to Alfred on the line right now. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight?
Fine. Thank you. Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wish I had a business so I could sponsor a day of the week.
Well, that's okay. You joined the American Adversaries Army, and that is sponsoring the show. So I appreciate that. It does go a long way to help, too. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right. That professor, the teacher from California, I think he was reprimanded or suspended, one or the other.
Good.
Right, but he should have been fired.
Fired.
I mean, somebody...
Yeah, well, that would have been best.
Yeah, but it's near impossible to fire a government worker, whether we at state government or federal government. Anyway, go ahead.
The other thing is we have to remember and remind a lot of people that maybe don't even know what the military is. We have a volunteer military. So whoever goes into the military is because he loves this country and wants to fight or wants to do the best for the country.
You know,
a good parade would be great.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, but I think that that's part of what really angers people like this teacher is that young people choose to go into the military. The whole purpose of his tirade was to discourage these young people in his class from, you know, thinking about joining the military. And they can't stand it.
It's a disgrace that these people that have power over young people have to act and talk the way they do.
Indeed, because they can't stand that people are going to decide to do something with their lives that they don't approve of, right?
That they wouldn't do ever. Probably they couldn't fit in any of these boots of a military.
Yeah, I'd like to see this guy say something about the North Korean military. Were he in North Korea like that, right?
How do you like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Alfred.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alfred.
And thanks for being a member of the American Adversaries Army. All right, that brings us to Eddie, who is also a member of the American Adversaries Army. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being there. Go ahead.
So glad to be part of the Adversary Army, you know, because to contribute a little bit to what you bring, Chris, and the rest of everybody, what a delight. Colonel and Randy, thank you guys for what you do. And Colonel, last time we spoke, you know, I mentioned I was doing that in the trade that I learned the service, you know, and you said that, you know, that you didn't have that. But let me say this. I would serve anywhere with you at any time because of your faithfulness, your loyalty, and your courage. I'm telling you what. I'd go to hell and back as a soldier, as a sailor for you because of who you are and what you're about. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that more than I can put in words.
That's you're awesome. Welcome. That was
and
great.
And I tell you what, Chris, what a welcome addition to go back and have Randy Ross in there. I tell you, because it's so nice to hear political things from a non-political person that is a true conservative, compassionate person in all the things that he does. So I love hearing his input. And boy, you gotta love his infectious laugh.
I hear that.
My mom
a lot.
Says it's a hackle.
I hear that a lot. People love to hear you laugh, and that's a good thing. Yeah, laughter is the best medicine, after all, right? All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Eddie. We appreciate
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling in.
That's right. Randy will be a part of the show every Tuesday night. Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, and we're so proud. That has developed here for the show. Everybody that's part of the show, I want to say again, has been a godsend. And I do mean that literally. And the president had an excellent prayer this morning, or excellent speech this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast. And by the way, we have that speech up on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Colonel, one more time, the softball afternoon of softball, when and where?
So on February the 24th, it's a Saturday, and get there, you know, anything from 10 o'clock on, lasts till 6, but the softball games are at 2 o'clock, 3:15, and 4:30.
These are Wounded Warrior amputees.
Amputees, every one of those that are playing are an amputee, whether it's arm, leg, et cetera, and they'll play a game for an hour, then a 15-minute break, another game, 15-minute break, another game, and it is just something they do. They come from all over the country. And they just love doing what they're doing and to show people that, yes, I am proud I was in the military, and I'm showing it because I'm still doing something associated with the military.
Once again, this would be a great way to show our appreciation for the military, and it's free. It's going to be things there for children, the bounce houses, and things like that. So it'll be a family event, family day for free and a lot of fun, and it's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday on the 24th, all day long, 8 to 6.
10 to 6.
10 to 6, I'm sorry. Right there at the Heritage Park?
It's towards Heritage High School. It's in Palm Bay. It's the Palm Bay Recreational Fields. You drive and you say, where am I going? You just keep going on Palm Bay Road all the way out. You'll find it. Don't worry.
That's right. And off of 95 down there. So once again, that's coming up on the 24th.
That'll it's actually on Malabar week. Road, not
Malabar,
Palm Bay.
That's right.
Palm Bay is the first one. Malabar is the second one. Malabar Road is where you go out.
Right.
Yes.
If you're heading south on 95, it'll be the second Melbourne, Malabar, Palm exit. Bay exit, Malabar Road.
Yep.
All right. And that'll come up on the 24th, and we'll remind you again on that. One last time for the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's tomorrow night and Friday night at... No, wait, that's tonight and tomorrow night. Oops, tonight and tomorrow night at Northland Church. If you want to go tomorrow night, I think the production already started tonight, but you can still get tickets at cfcarts.com unless they're sold out. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and please join the Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Night, everybody.
FM 105.5 AM 660 The End.